Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking about Saints training camp. Well, Pel's Summer League action starting up soon. It's kind of weird that the Summer League play has started, but not the Las Vegas Summer League action. That all begins on Thursday with the Pel's, I think, the first game of Las Vegas Summer League action underway.
Right. So Thursday is going to be against Minnesota, but there's other Summer Leagues. It's not just the Vegas Summer League. The Vegas Summer League is the one the Pelicans are participating in. There's also the California one. And is there another one, Steve?
Utah?
Yes. Yes, that's it. So, yeah, there's three different summer leagues. The Pelicans are going to the Vegas one.
I'd much rather be going to Vegas.
Yeah. And I know that we talked with Joel Myers a couple weeks ago about previewing the summer league. He's going to be out there. I'm sure he's going to have a good time. And I want to go to summer league one day. But from what I've heard from national reporters is that it's grown so much as far as media coverage of it, because there really is that just dead time. Especially in the NBA season, where after summer league and after, you know, everything that happens with free agency, there's like the stretch from August to like October when you get to preseason, there's nothing going on in basketball. And this is part of like the flurry, right? Once again, the stretch of the NBA finals, and then you have the NBA draft right after that. And then you have the start of free agency, and then you go into summer league. It's one thing after the next for NBA folks covering the offseason. But by all accounts, the Summer League is pretty fun to go check out, especially if you're going to Vegas.
Yes, indeed. And the Pels will be going out there soon. They've been practicing at their facility in Metairie on Airline Drive there, getting ready for Summer League play. We're going to hear from a bunch of folks. Corey Brewer, the Summer League head coach. Micah Peavy, Jeremiah Fears, also Eves Missy. But first up, let's go to one of the Pels' first-round picks, the 13th overall selection in center Derek Queen. Hear what he has to say as he gets ready for summer league action that starts on Thursday, folks.
What's kind of first impression of Coach Brew, how he's operating?
I don't know. He drew up this set. I was like, I never seen it before. It was a good play. We executed it well, so I was very surprised. And one of the coaches was like, welcome to the NBA. So,
hey, did you know much about him, like, as a player? Like, do you?
Yeah, so when I came here to work out during the pre-draft process, I was talking to him, and I knew a little bit of history on him.
Okay. What did anything stick out that you remember about him?
I told him, I remember he got a steal, he dunked, and he fell on his face one time. So I told him that, and then I said every team he played on and stuff, and I asked him who was the hardest person to guard and stuff like that.
What are you looking forward to most about the summer league experience?
Just to compete and see some of my old teammates that I played with in high school, and got some people on my hit list. Hopefully, I can get to them. So,
you want to name them or
nah?
Okay. What are your early impressions of Jeremiah Fears?
He got that ball on the string. Had his moments today. I mean, first day it happens. But so he know what to do next practice, and just looking forward to next practice.
Are you looking forward to having some minutes with Eve, just kind of see what the two of you all do together out there?
Yeah, I was telling Coach House and Coach Moose that that he's gonna love playing with me because I'm just gonna keep throwing them lobs and stuff and just help the team and just both of us work well together and just get better overall.
Have they kind of told you that they're gonna allow you to kind of have the freedom with the ball that you had as much as at Maryland?
For summer league, yeah, but Coach Willie didn't, Coach Green didn't say nothing yet. So for summer league, yeah.
Is that going to be hard? Obviously, you've played a certain way for so long. I mean, you seem like adaptable, though, right? Like you're kind of adaptable to whatever they want to do.
Yeah. So I'm just learning in a short amount of days, just soaking it in. I feel like I'm a quick learner. I pick up things. I know the game really well, so I think it should be easy.
What's the statement that you want to make in summer league?
I don't know yet. I just want to show that I'm one of the best that got drafted this year. It don't matter that I went 13th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. It don't matter. I just wanted to show that I'm the best.
That's 6'10", 248-pound Derrick Queen talking to the media there. I don't know, Charlie. I got a feeling he's going to be a yapper on the court.
He's so fun as far as the personality goes. I can't wait to watch him play as well. When we were speaking with Chris Dodson last week about previewing the summer league, he said that if we're going to be talking great things about the summer league, it's going to be Jeremiah Fierce went nuts because guards are really, really highlighted once you get to summer league ball because they control the ball. They run the kind of vanilla offenses that you run in summer league. But Derrick Queen, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with the ball in his hands in his first action in a Pelican uniform.
Everything I see, a big burly dude, but he's got guard hands.
He could have some impact here at the summer league that's going to maybe open some Pelican fans' eyes up because he is so, so talented on the offensive end of the court. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
And I know fans are definitely looking forward to seeing what Queen can do, considering what was given up so the Pels could move up to acquire him. That's not going to ever go away and constantly be linked to Derrick Queen when you talk about him.
What was it that Friedel had mentioned, Steve, that he's got to be in, like, all-star level player within the first couple of years of his rookie deal to really justify that trade?
Yeah, I mean, you have to agree with him considering.
But he's got the talent to do it.
We'll see where what that pick ends up turning out to
be. As well, yes.
That too, because
everyone just assumes that the Pelicans are going to be terrible this upcoming year and that pick will be a top five selection. But what is, like, it's
what
like
if?
Nobody is considering the alternative here. And maybe that's just because we're being optimists, because we're excited about these two kids and their ceilings and their potential at the NBA level and what they can provide the Pelicans and the moves that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver have made this offseason. But it's like nobody's considering the alternative. What if these two kids come in and make an impact right off the bat and help the Pelicans win basketball games?
We'll be buzzing in the bayou.
Exactly.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.